structure to be able to do, I suppose, what was originally planned, but which we had trimmed down in accordance with our own budget. Councillor Valescu.
Look, I'd just like to acknowledge the contributors. Obviously, the Touched by Liver Foundation, you know, whilst they weren't able to get what they originally thought, they have made a contribution. The government departments deep tie for both the grants that they provided, and that really helped finishing it off. And also ArtsSA, Edwardstown Rotary, who've been great corporate citizens in the stuff that they've done at Jervis Street as well, and other stuff they do throughout the community with defibrillators and the like. And also I believe that there have been some also support from Terrain Group, Primary Club and Boral, so making that a bit more affordable. So I think it's really good that we have had different government and non-government departments assisting the contribution made by the City of Marion for a reserve which will be quite unique in our area and an inclusive space, so somewhere where everyone can play together as opposed to having segregated areas based on ability. So I think it'll be great for the area. You've got the Marion Outdoor Pool, which we're also going to be upgrading, which has had a ripper year this year. We've got a lot of regeneration happening in Morfettville and also what's happening across the road at the skate park, at the reserve there, and also at the wetlands. So I think there's a lot happening in that space, and I hope as many people from the City of Marion are able to enjoy it.
Thank you. Is that seconded? Councillor Appleby, did you wish to speak? Anyone speaking against the motion? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. So now we go to the Work Health and Safety Report. Someone to move? Councillor Gard to move? As printed? Do you wish to speak?
Yes. Just a brief comment as we go into this one, and that is that clearly the performance is very, very strong of the last 12 months, and that's very welcomed by all of us, I'm sure, around this table, and indeed all in management. One thing that we might well do, and may have already done it, but maybe not, is to record clearly for the future purposes just how we've done this, because it's very easy for later administrations to drift off the course and wonder why there's been deterioration again. So I would ask that that be considered by management, Your Worship. But a very sound outcome, so I do commend it.
You raised a very good question, Councillor Gard, about how future incarnations of the administration will benefit from the work done over the last couple of years. I'd ask Mr. Mifsud to comment on that.
Yeah, just through the chair, thank you, and it is a really good point. So there have been a lot of steps taken by the organisation across the board, led by Ms. McKenzie and the RIST team, as well as the executive team. That's included a number of components, including safety observations. So the executive team and Ms. McKenzie are actually going out on site quarterly, individually, separately, to support our teams across the organisation. So that's one example of things that have been implemented and is making a difference. And there are other things. We'll very happily include some information in future reports, just summarising in a simple manner the sort of steps that have been taken. So thank you for that suggestion.
Very well. Is that seconded? Councillor Crossland? Nothing? Anyone speaking against or a question? Councillor Hull?
Mr. Mayor, it's gratifying to hear that there has been improvements in areas of this, and we've won awards. However, there is information on page 241, and this was there in the last report. I think it's worsening. And that is the lost time injury duration rate. And I've raised this right from the beginning. It's quite often not the number of injuries, but it's the actual severity. Now, be it that there might be different circumstances involved in why people are off work, I'm not going to go into that. But at the end of the day, the ratepayers are paying for these men and women to be off work, regardless what their circumstances
question,
are.
Question, Councillor Hull?
Well, an explanation why... On figure 2 on page 241 why the city of Marion is so high compared to the group averages for the same period.
And we'll hear from staff on that. Ms. McKenzie.
Through the chair, yes, this relates to one particular claim where we where the worker has been off work for a substantial period of time, required surgery. They've required longer than normal to rehabilitate and come back into the workforce.
The odd thing is about the graph, Ms. McKenzie, is that if they had the injury in August, it's in October that there's a dramatic increase in lost time. So did they have the surgery and work for 2 months and then have to go off?
No, it's just a lag in regards to when the data is
the
produced. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, if there's nothing further, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, thank you, unanimous. That's carried. So now we turn to page 243. There was a motion left lying on the table. Councillor Gard wants to bring it back. Councillor Hull, sorry, wants to bring it back. Councillor Hull.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would like this matter to come back to council for what it's worth. If we ever get the chance to get to questions without notice, which is a rarity, we should be able to actually pay the staff the courtesy to indicate, whilst you might not know on the night, please come back and tell us at a later date what the answer might be. In other words, sometimes, if we, like I said, I stress it's only when we get the rare opportunity to ask questions without notice. It could be a topical or urgent matter that councillors are quite within their rights to ask a question about. Okay, if you don't know tonight, come back. And that's what that's all about. It's just putting in a framework. In fact, it's a system that I'm familiar with. It's nothing new to Marion. However, what's not new to Marion is the lack of opportunity to ask questions without notice in this current term. It's a very rare event. But if we do get the opportunity and the staff can't answer the question on the night, have a process in place to actually bring that answer back. In other words, it's treated as then a question without notice at the next meeting. The motion is printed on page 244 of the report, but questions without notice that were not answered at the same meeting will be entered into a register. This register will be tabled as an information report at the following meeting. In other words, the question is then treated essentially as a question without notice, with notice, for the following meeting. So. Yeah, like I said, in the rare opportunity where we might get to have time to have questions without notice and the meeting not closed, then we have that in place.
Councillor Hull, just to clarify, do you mean the formal species of questions without notice, or do you mean questions which come up incidentally during the course of the evening?
All of that.
Right. Thank you. And is that staff's understanding as well? Just checking. Yes. Good. Is that seconded or there's a question? Councillor Appleby?
I just wasn't clear from the staff report. Is this actually going to change anything?
Yes, Ms. McKenzie, what would it change?
So yes, it will change because we will have a standard report that will be presented under reports for noting, which would list any questions that were taken from the previous meeting and the answers. We currently don't do that.
The question is there a way where we can actually formally recognise which questions have come up on that list and when? Just in case somebody, a staff member or an elected member, thought a question wasn't one that they had to get back to us on, or vice versa. Because I think if it's during the meeting, there could be some things that slip through the crack and people wouldn't be happy with it.
Ms. McKenzie.
Through the chair, the current trigger that we use is when a staff says, I'll take that on notice. So that is the trigger. You'll find that quite often management will reply with that response if they don't have the answer. That will be what we will use to then capture the details of what that question was.
That's fair enough. Councillor Crossland.
Thank you, Your Worship. Would it be easier just to turn all the questions without notice into questions with notice on the next agenda rather than have a special information report?
Ms. McKenzie.
Through the chair, we didn't particularly want to head down that path. We can, but our preference, if you want to have them as formal questions on notice, then the members submit them in writing.
It's a requirement of the Act. I heard an echo. So, let's see, did we have a seconder? Yeah, Councillor Valescu seconded. Anyone, didn't he? Oh, the other one. Is there a seconder? Councillor Pryor.
Yeah, just quickly, I think this is a pretty good idea. I think it aids with our transparency. I mean, if a question gets asked in a meeting and the response is emailed to a member, that may be one way to answer the question, but it's nice for everyone else to see what goes on, and even the public. I think it's good.
Thank you. Anyone speaking against? And I'll put the motion. Sorry, Councillor Westwood, clarification question.
Along similar lines, I think, to what Councillor Valescu was mentioning, I think conversely, a speaker that has a question should be able to request that it be put on, so that it be referred to the next meeting for answering if it can't be answered that meeting. Because I would prefer in this motion that such details be included, unless you think it's just a practice that we can develop as we go or something. Because I think that we should never stifle debate or questioning, and I'm very surprised that we're now just coming into developing practices for this. You know, this has been going for years. Anyway, so is there a way that we can add a bit more to this, or otherwise, if everyone's prepared to just feel our way along, well, I'm happy enough with that, as long as we recognise that we should not stifle debate or questioning and make sure that we can actually not forget questions. That's really pretty terrible. Thank you.
I think the motion is about questions not being forgotten. It's not being forgotten, and it's certainly not about stifling debate. It seems to be about making sure that elected members are getting all the information they need. If you wanted to add something, you'd have to have an amendment prepared. Otherwise, we go with it, we try it out, you can change it later if you want. If there's no one else, Councillor Holt, to close the debate.
Just very quickly, Mr. Mayor, you're quite right. It's about questions being not forgotten, because I remember what triggered this. I asked the question about the basketball in West Torrens at the meeting, and then at the following meeting, I'd even forgotten what specific question was, but I knew I asked a question that I was told I'd get an answer to, and nobody could remember what the question was. So it's just a matter of somebody making a note of the question so it's not forgotten and it is followed up, because fortunately from asking that question, that particular issue is still alive. It's still being explored, which I'm really grateful for, and may well actually bear fruit by simply asking a question. So that's what this is all about. It's a framework. It's better than having no framework at all. At the moment, we don't have any framework, so I recommend it.
All those in favour, please raise your hand. It's carried unanimously. Thank you. On to page 247, Councillor Hull, electricity cogeneration.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, this is in regards to...
Swara.
Swara. Members, look, I think this speaks for itself. This is a part of council operations that is often forgotten. It's a very important one. Our forebears actually set this up back in the days when there was councils like Happy Valley, Brighton, Glenelg, and fortunately they did, because if they hadn't, we'd be paying a lot more money for waste disposal, and isn't that a topical matter at the moment? And with their recycling, it's a success. So in many ways, it is a success. However, I think it could have achieved more, much more. And even over this council period, let alone previous ones, I've been constantly told we're working on it. We're working on this very issue of cogeneration, and unfortunately, I don't think it's moving quickly enough. And I think it's up to the member, at least one member council, to actually make the suggestion. Well, hey, we have an appetite to do this as a member council. We don't necessarily have enough space to do that in our own council territory, as is the case with the City of Melbourne, by the way. We're not the only one. And we can see an opportunity in the grounds of your operations at Peddlers Creek, where we may be able to establish the very thing we want to do, and that is actually produce energy from solar and possibly wind. It's interesting that they've explored all those options, and all those options are viable, clearly viable. Now, wouldn't it be great to actually encourage those other member councils to contribute as well and have a cooperative approach to actually doing this? We could achieve great things on this site. We're already producing a lot of energy. It's in the report, I can't remember, basically producing power for 6,000 homes already from the methane gas that's extracted from the site, which will continue for many years. We've already got infrastructure that actually transmits electricity from the site into the surrounding suburbs. It would be relatively easy to hook up solar and wind generation or whatever else. I'm open to other suggestions, but we need to prod them along a bit. We don't hear from them very often. It is ratepayers' money going into that, and I just think that we need to encourage them and indicate to them our appetite to do more. We would like to express a desire to use their facility as a mechanism to achieve the quest, particularly Councillor Pryor set out to achieve early in the council term. Now, it doesn't mean we don't try and do other things within our council boundaries, but this is an obvious low-hanging fruit situation. And I just like to see more productivity from this particular group in this area and achieve more from ratepayers' money.
Thank you. I've just got a question of Mr. Mifsud before we go to a seconder, because I'm looking at the answer that's given from staff on page 248. It's very factual, but I'm just wondering what conclusions to draw from that. Is there a suggestion there that the intent of the motion is already being carried out, or how do I interpret that, Mr. Mifsud?
Thank you, Worship. Yes, you're absolutely correct. The board is well and truly actively and proactively already doing exactly what Councillor Hull is requesting, and we're very grateful for the support of members in doing that.
Right. Is there a seconder? Councillor Gard, did you wish to speak?
Yes, just very briefly, I certainly concur with Councillor Hull's views on this. It does seem to be an opportunity going begging. There may be some devil in the detail, of course, but it's certainly to me, as a member of the Infrastructure and Strategy Committee, something that is outside of our usual band of strategic thinking, but it should be really central to our strategic thinking, and so I do commend it. Yeah.
Anyone speaking against the motion? Councillor Crossland.
Thank you, Your Worship. As members are probably aware, I actually sit on the board of SWIRA with our own strategic direction, and I can echo what Mr. Mifford has said and in the report, that all the things that Councillor Hull is asking about or have been happening for the last 3 years. Not only have we built a recycling plant, we put a 100 kilowatt system on the roof of that plant, and we're in the process of hopefully doing a joint venture very soon. It's all commercially in confidence. I wish I could tell you all the other things that are happening there, but all three councils involved signed off on it and agreed for those investigations to happen. So we're sort of well ahead of what your suggestions are.
Niana speaking in favour. Mr. Mistel's indicating you might want to add something.
Yeah, just through the chair, thank you. Just to add a little bit further to Councillor Crossland's comments, which are absolutely spot on. Last night, whilst we can't go into the specifics, the board approved for a detailed assessment through a prudential management report to actually look at installing a solar array across our CAP site on the northern area, which is quite advanced in the assessments we're going through, and we will be the first organisation anywhere in Australia to do that.
Very well. Back, Councillor Pryor, you're speaking in favour.
I've just got a question at the
yes.
moment. It's not clear to me the repercussions of this motion passing or failing. I think there's been enough doubt cast by both Mr. Mifsud and Councillor Crossland as to what we're going to get out. I mean, assuming this passes, what are the actions? Like, what's going to change from the status quo?
It's a question directed at who, or should I take it as rhetorical and Councillor Hull can answer it?
I don't really care who answers it, but I'd be happy for Mr. Mifsud to...
All right, correct. Mr. Mifsud, your comment on it?
Yeah, thank you, through the Chair, Councillor. The reality is that if Council supports this motion tonight, it's supporting what the Board is already doing, and we would welcome that, but we can't do any more than that.
Councillor Kerry.
If the Board is moving that way, I just can't understand why people would be arguing against voting for this motion. If the Board is going towards this, this way, I can't understand why we wouldn't pass this resolution. It's just reinforcing what the current board is doing. So I'm not quite too sure why people are arguing against it. You know, we can't really do anything without a... SWIRA can't do anything without a resolution of our council. So if you're doing it, great. Congratulations. Well done. 3 years of good, hard work. I'm sure Constable Crossman has done a superb job on there. But we need a resolution from council. I can't understand why he's arguing against it.
Now, that's what I call speaking in favour of the motion, or in favour of Councillor Hull, Councillor Hull's motion, I should say. Councillor Hull, did you want to close the debate?
Yes, please. Well, Councillor Kerry makes a good point. The SWIRA board is actually doing this, what's the problem of approving this motion tonight? Like, all it does is ratifies the council's strong position of support. The other thing is that the three councils have signed off on it, but I don't remember seeing that. When did that come back to us? So who signed off on it on whose behalf? So, you know, let us actually have some say in this and express on behalf of our community our support for this. Now, I've got to share with you, Mr. Mayor, that as soon as I sent this motion around to every councillor in those three councils' areas. First time I've ever done that. That's how strongly I feel about it. I did get a response from the Mayor of Holdfast Bay, who indicated her support, which is really encouraging and consistent with what I've heard tonight. So, members, don't just poo-hoo this because Councillor Hull moved it. Just actually see this as an opportunity of actually us putting our signature and our endorsement on this project, and tick it along a bit, tickle it along a bit. Just give it a bit of a nudge, because if nothing else, it'll indicate to the Swara board that we're serious, you know, that we actually do expect something to come out of this. And if there has been all this hard work done, that's fantastic, but demonstrate it. Bring it back to us soon and give us the opportunity to know what's going on, because it may well be a very good news story that I'd love to hear about.
Let me reassure you, Councillor, that that we're mature enough around the table to vote on the motion according to how effective it would be, not according to who moved it. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against? Motion's carried by majority. So, on to the next one. The Mayor to move. So I move the motion that has been put on notice. This arises from the fact that we've had discussions at the Infrastructure and Strategy Committee and informal discussions in the forums about getting ideas for better use of technology and data to either improve our business efficiency or deliver services better. But I think there are a lot of good ideas hidden out there among the middle levels of staff. So this is simply asking senior management to go and ask them. I had put it to the chief executive, and I don't want to misquote Mr. Skoll, but I thought the impression was that it's happening all the time anyway. But this is formalising it and giving middle management especially an opportunity to feed ideas up the line. Over to you, councillors. Is that seconded? Councillor Westwood, wish to speak?
I'd be happy to second it. I'd even be tempted, but I won't, to ask you to include elected members, but I won't ask for that because I can see where you're mining, and that's good. So I think that would be very interesting and constructive, and I'd be very interested in the results. Thank you.
Someone speaking against the motion? Question, Councillor Hull?
Mr. Mayor, I don't have any issue with your motion, but I want to pose this question that and it's bothered me for a while now. In order for the Mayor to move a motion from the Chair, how can you distance yourself from entering debate, which is one of the sacrosanct challenges and responsibilities of a Chair? If you're moving the motion, it's unavoidable for you not to enter the debate. And in the past, mayors have actually organised other councillors and aldermen back in the day to move the motion on their behalf, so that dilemma did not happen. So I have that question for you.
I'll take that as a point of order. Ms. McKenzie, what's your advice?
So, through the Chair, the meeting regulations don't preclude the mayor from moving a motion. In regards to the meeting procedure handbook, it's quite clear in here that the presiding member is considered to be a member of the council and can participate in moving a motion within a council meeting. So if I read from the members' handbook about meeting regulations, it says there is no provision in the regulations to address the issue of the contribution from the principal member in a debate. Throughout the regulation, the term member is used in respect to who can move motions and amendments. The Local Government Act interpretation of a member of a council means the principal member or councillor or a councillor of a council. So in that regard, the presiding member is considered to be a member of the council like any other member.
So on that basis, there's no point of order, and would continue with the debate. Is anyone speaking against the substance of the motion? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. Thank you. On page 251, another motion from the Mayor. The written motion and comments from the Mayor are self-explanatory. Essentially, it's a motion to change the name of Oaklands to Marion and Marion to Westminster, and to avoid confusion to visitors who want to go to what they call Marion, meaning Westward Marion, and to do that, I have heard of people who get off at Marion Station and find that they have to walk a very long way to get to their destination. We have a unique opportunity in history with the remaking of the Oaklands Railway Station and, in fact, the removal of Oaklands Crossing as such. There won't be the crossing anymore. The name might persist for a while, but it will be an anachronism. So, over to you, members.
Mr. Mayor, this came up in our ward briefing this afternoon. It was noted that the ward councillors were not consulted, and in fact the community wasn't consulted. And maybe the question to you is, in terms of naming rights, should a private school get a railway station named after it? Westminster Station does sound a bit monopoly-like, but it's not. And I'd like to know whether we do have an opportunity to put this out for the community to cast an opinion on what is a suitable name for those railway stations.
Answer that one in the motion itself and the comments. If you look at the bottom of the Mayor's comment, the Geographical Names Act ensures adequate community consultation will be conducted about a potential name change. So if we are interested in principle, then and the Minister accepted that, it would kick off an extensive community consultation. So it's not that we go out and consult and then decide whether we would want to or not. The procedure is we, in principle, want to kick off the idea or not.
Well, Marion Railway Station is nothing new, but Westminster is a bit of a surprise. I just wonder where that came from. Who was it? Westminster School that approached you to do that, or
No, certainly not. The Geographical Names Act specifically guides bodies naming significant places such as railway stations to significant landmarks around the station. And around the current Marion Station, undoubtedly the most significant landmark is Westminster School, which can be seen from the station.
Well, Mr. Mayor,
that's my observation. But if you, at the moment, we don't have a seconder, right? So you may want to amend. You may have questions, but we should get into debate if you want to have that sort of discussion.
Well, I'm quite happy to second it because it's been an issue for a while, and
thank you.
It's a worthy endeavour, because what's happening at the moment is we've got international, interstate people getting off the train at what we know as Marion Railway Station and wandering the streets and asking our residents, you know, how can I fight? Where's the State Aquatic Centre? And, I've been told that personally. And, you know, there is great merit in what you're suggesting. I guess we could start somewhere, but it looks as if we have a favoured position calling it Westminster by putting Westminster forward. But there's no opportunity for anything else to be considered. It could be that we actually simply reverse the names of the railway station, where Oaklands Park, or what we call it, Oaklands Estate, and then call what is now Oaklands Park, call it Marion. That makes a lot of sense. So I guess we've got to start somewhere, and to that end, I guess maybe I should second it, but with some reservations about the lack of consultation opportunity for this, and I'm not sure whether there's any avenue for other names to be considered.
Speaking as chair, your options would be to amend, although you've just seconded, or to defer, even though you've just seconded, and to give an opportunity for other members to consider alternatives. I mean, having said that, it has been on the written agenda for a few days. I do want to stress that this is not Marion Council changing the names. It is writing to the Minister. Councillor Hull, did you want to take any further action?
Mr. Mayor, and if it happens to evolve during the debate, so be it.
Is anyone speaking against the motion? Councillor Westwood.
I'd like to furnish that amendment if that's... I think that sounds very sensible to me. Is that reasonable?
What is your amendment?
That those, in effect, that the two names be swapped, or at least the Oaklands be called... we suggest that the Oaklands... the old Marion Station be called Oaklands Estate. That's quite a reasonable suggestion.
Well, you're entitled to move the amendment if you wish. The amendment is to replace the name Westminster with the name Oaklands Estate. Is that right?
I believe, yes, that would be reasonable.
Did you want to speak further to that?
Oaklands Railway Station to Marion and Marion Railway Station to... Yeah, Oaklands, that's what you suggested, wasn't it? It's just that you can't do it now, that's all. So, all right, I'll move that amendment.
Can you be clear, is it Oaklands or Oaklands Estate?
I think Oaklands Estate, because Oaklands is the current railway station, isn't it?
So it is.
It would be better to call it something a little bit different. But it is, I think we know that area as Oaklands Estate quite commonly, I think, don't we? Anyway, look, that's a suggestion, and just that the seconder wasn't in a position to follow through his suggestion. I think it was a very good one, and I would like to furnish that amendment, that's all. Yeah.
The amendment seconded. Seconded Councillor Kerry. Did you wish to speak, Councillor Kerry?
I think it's a fairly reasonable proposition. I think there is obviously a lot of confusion about people getting off at Oaklands Railway Station and, not realising that it's... Marion Railway Station, not realising that they're getting off at the wrong station. It'll avoid a lot of confusion. And I think it's probably far better that we call it Oaklands of the State rather than... I'm not quite too sure where we came from. I think you indicated it's the nearest... but who came up with the idea of Westminster Railway Station?
I did. I take responsibility for that.
Okay. Right. And did you consult anybody?
No. I'm bringing it to you.
Oh, yes. Very good. I love this community consultation. Very inclusive. Thank you.
Is anyone... Well, no. We'll now vote on the amendment to deal with that. I think we should just establish that. So... all those in favour of changing the Westminster to Oaklands Estate, please put up your hand. All those against? The amendment is lost. Councillor Westwood's querying the counting, so I'll simply take the vote again at this point. All those in favour of the amendment, please raise your hand. All those against the amendment, please raise your hand. The amendment is lost. So we're with the original motion, and people can either speak for or against at this point. Councillor Byrom.
I'd like to put another amendment, thank you, Your Worship.
Yes, up to two amendments are allowed. So, Councillor Byrom.
That Council write to the Minister for Transport asking him to consider a new name for Oaklands Railway Station with the upgrade or the build that's happening, and that the... went blank on my words then. And that the confusion over railway stations be taken into account with the... for Oaklands and Marion in the community consultation.
Right, so...
looking for help with the wording, that's fine.
So just to be clear, your motion is to leave Marion Station as it is?
No. The motion is to say we definitely ask for a name change for Oaklands, but that we also look at the confusion over the name of the stations of Marion and Oaklands in that community consultation. It can be worded as we look at change names of both, if you wish. but not suggesting a name for either of them at this stage until community consultation's done.
Yes, Jen, I mean, just a word of advice that the minister, to consult, the minister would have to put out alternative names. So it would have to be a specific proposal. So the effect of the motion would be that the minister would come up with the names and consult.
Is that definite in writing to us that that would happen if he...
Well,
you don't put a name up?
It's the process that the Geographical Names Act requires, because it would be consulting on a specific proposition. If you remember the recent case of Tonsley, where the bottom part of Clovelly Park was renamed Tonsley as a suburb, people weren't asked, what would you like it to be called? They have to come up with something, and then people say yes or no. If they say no, you can always have another go.
Withdraw the amendment.
And I'm only saying that so that that everyone understands the effect of that amendment. Councillor Valescu.
I think there is a fair bit of confusion about it. We guess we just have to be careful as to what the changes are, but if we put a proposition, there will be feedback either way. The consideration about what potentially could be confusing, there could be something in this proposal that we haven't even thought of, but it needs to get out there. It does make sense to actually have, you know, Westfield Marion, a station that says the word Marion at that area. I wouldn't want to suggest Westfield Marion, because if we're looking at Westminster, we'll have the same problem. But I do think that through the consultation process, people can put those other suggestions forward. So I think that that'll be a valid thing. And now it does provide a great opportunity for us to actually change the name.
And I might add, if there is media interest, quite frankly, that might inform the Minister's response to a communication from the City of Marion. Other speakers? Councillor Appleby.
Thank you, Worship. There seems to be a relative consensus that there's an issue here, but I'm not sure that we're all agreed on the solution, and I think we're being too prescriptive at this stage. I think there are a lot of options we could consider. So for us to go out there and blanket say this is what we think, I don't think we should be doing that at this stage. We could call the Oaklands Railway Station the SA Aquatic Centre or something else. We don't necessarily have to play around with the Marion name. So I think we should... Maybe we need a further report, or we should investigate it further and look at a few different options rather than saying, hey, this is what we want when we're not sure.
Councillor Gard?
It's just a matter of debate, really, but I have a little bit of concern even about the name Marion for the current Oaklands Railway Station, because it is breaking code, because it's denying the fact that the Marion suburb is further down the line. It's actually in Oaklands Park, the Oaklands Railway Station. I actually erred myself towards Westfield Marion, and I know that puts a commercial connotation on it, but it's what everybody is looking for. I think the vast majority of people that get off there would be, when you look at the numbers that get on and off, the majority would have to be people that have been involved in their shopping there. And then on the other side of the coin, people might argue, well, you know, you're naming it after a thing instead of a suburb, but there is a precedent in the form of the Showgrounds Railway Station, because there's no such suburb. And I feel as if we ought to be thinking more about user-friendliness, to call it, use a bandied term, but user-friendliness, I think, should be to the fore in this instance. The black hole really is what we do with the existing Marion Railway Station, because it could be confusing to have Westfield Marion and Marion, although it's not altogether out of kilter with other instances where you have perhaps a park and there, you know, something park and then the something alone. That sounds a bit confusing, but so you can have perhaps a suburb name and a derivative name. But I do feel the first and foremost thing is that we should consider what the public are probably most going to be looking for in terms of their user friendliness.
So, Prime.
Yeah, I was going to make a couple of other suggestions. Things like we could call it now the Westfield Oaklands Park instead, perhaps. I'm not sure how the owners would go with that, but look, I think there has to be something done here. There's an obvious issue. The people who get off the train at Marion and try to go shopping at Marion Shopping Centre, and that's probably not as big an issue as having to carry the shopping all the way back there. So I think something has to be done here. I think writing to the minister is the right thing. And I'd actually endorse the current settings, if you like. The minister's going to make his own mind up. He may listen to us. He may go, hey, wow, geographically, that's bang on. Or he may go, look, that's not in the middle of Marion at all. We're going to suggest some other things. I'm sure we can have a whip around the horseshoe and we can all suggest some names and we can all send those to the minister if we really want to. We're not limited to sending the minister one suggestion. That's why they're called suggestions. So I think we should pass this and move on.
I think something that could be, just to take into account the debate, in a letter to the minister, if that's passed, as mayor on behalf of City of Marion, I could include other suggestions that have been presented. Now, just have to be wary of those who have already spoken. If you haven't spoken, you still have an opportunity. If not, then I won't speak in closing the debate. I'll just put the motion. So those in favour, please raise your hand. Those against, please raise your hand. That is carried. Thank you. So we'll keep going. Oh, my goodness, the next motion. It's from the Mayor. Council, it's page 253. Again, the motion and brief explanation are pretty clear. But the fact is that in some of our marketing documentation, staff are already using taglines, in effect. It's not as if we don't have one. In the 7 days in Marion brochure, there are a couple of attractive slogans on it. There is a vacuum there to be filled, and really I'm saying that we should decide that. And for several years now, the most appropriate descriptor of Marion, which I think would be a huge tourism attraction, would be full of surprises. It really is full of surprises. I know there's an ironic sense to that, but there are so many treasures around our beautiful city of Marion, from Hallett Cove, Oaklands Estate, Jervois Terrace. There are just so many, and I think that it would work in well with a marketing campaign. I commend it to you. Over to you, Council. Councillor Hull?
I'll second that because, Mr. Mayor, you are full of surprises.
Councillor Hull, we're doing a good tag team tonight.
Our ward in particular knows that you're full of surprises. The Oaklands Crossing and some stuff I can't even talk about. As we all know, were big surprises to us. Changing of railway station names, that was a bit of a surprise, mate, wasn't it? We're getting surprises all the time. It just keeps rolling out. And why don't you just formalise this?
Is anyone speaking against the motion? The switchboard's lighting up. Councillor Pfeiffer.
Thank you. I don't know if I got in first there, but thank you. Look, Your Worship, I appreciate having this put in front of us. I deeply appreciate the joke at the beginning of most council meetings. Didn't happen tonight. You're welcome to if you want. Anyway.
Thought it was a joke. But go.
I do deeply appreciate the it beginning our council meetings. I think it's a good way to start. I'm concerned that, look, if we go down this path of actually formalising it, it could very easily and rapidly backfire, which I think I'm seeing around the chamber here this evening.
Councillor Velescu.
That's okay.
Yes, that's okay. Is that seconded? To complete the items on the agenda?
Yes.
Yes. Councillor Gard seconded. All those in favour? All those against? I'm going to take the vote again to be clear about where people's arms are. All those in favour? All those against? Thank you. It's carried. So we will carry on. Now, I was after a speaker, if there is one, in favour of the motion after we heard from someone speaking against. Very well. Councillor Gard.
I just want to speak in favour of the motion to have a chance to speak about this. I'm forcing myself into the barrier stall. I've been really trying to work out whether the Mayor is serious with this one all day.
I'm deadly serious. I'm just wondering if I can move an extension of time for you to... No, go on.
I'd like it. But first things first, I do commend you for moving into marketing mode. I think that is exemplary, and you've moved up my popularity poll very rapidly as a result. So, without wanting to seem patronising. But, look, interestingly, we can joke about these things. There is merit in the name, funnily enough. I've often, in talking about product branding, and I've done that most of my life, I often use the example of Hungry Jack's, which was a name that was created as a result of a Burger King existing in Glenelg, and the... No, it was next to the police station in Glenelg, which is near the post office at Moseley Square. And it forced the Burger King chain of America to come up with something else in Australia because it already had its Burger King name. Now, when they came up with Hungry Jack's, I was already in marketing, and I thought, why would you want to put hungry into the name of hamburgers that implies that when you've had one, you're still hungry? Which some people are, of course, and we can see from their shape that that's the case. But the point is that it's more about the merit of a simple name. So I think there is a case for it. I personally would like to see something like the Lifestyle City, because to me, the range of lifestyles in the city of Marion is second to no other municipality in this state. It is an amazing range of lifestyles. For whatever reason you have for a lifestyle, or whatever your lifestyle aspiration, there is one in the city of Marion. So that is a real benefit-orientated name. But look, there's merit in the full of surprises, because after a while, as with Hungry Jack's, people start to get it. And if you market it well, and that's the keynote, if you market it well and back it with good marketing strategy through your market segmentations as well, then it will live a good life.
Thank you, Worship. I'm speaking against it. Not because we don't need a tagline, I do believe we do. And I understand what Councillor... what's your name? Oh, you always seem to get you two mixed up, don't we? Gard. I think it's the next council's decision to make, not ours when we're in the final stages of council, I think, really. We leave that to the next council.
There being no more speakers, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? All those against? Motion's defeated. I'll call a division. Councillor Appleby called a division, that was. Don't worry about me. So all those in favour, stand in your place, please. Councillor Hull and Councillor Gard, you may sit down. All those against are Councillors Pfeiffer, Kerry, Pryor, Westwood, Byram, Valescu, Appleby and Crossland. Yes, just like the state election, almost got there. Rightio, we're on to page, yes, Councillor Westwood.
What opportunity might we have to move a motion either now or another meeting to actually put this to either a workshop or something like that? Because
none.
I agree.
It's finished. It's dead. Go away.
Oh, it is not.
Page 200 and call on the next item of business. Page 259. It's a question. Oh, no, sorry. I beg your pardon. There's a very important motion before then. Councillor Hull, page 255. Very finely expressed sentiments. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think it's important at this point to indicate that I will accept the guidance of the administration with the all altered motion, or the suggested motion. So Jamie has got that. And that is that Council bestow a Community Excellence Award on the late Joan Herriman in recognition of her extraordinary long-term service to the community, endorses the renaming of the reserve known as 6th Avenue Reserve Ascot Park to the Joan Herriman OIM Reserve in her honour, and prior to any renaming, undertake a community engagement to understand their community views on a proposed name change, and that a report be brought back to Council in July of 2018. Fair enough. I guess it endorses subject to consultation, but or proposes the rename. Yeah.
Well, in the context of clause 3,
yeah, you're right. Yeah. No. No. Fair point. No. Proposes the renaming. That's fine. Yeah. Members. In my comments, it's not the first time we've done this as a council. Back in 1994, I was here when we named the Marie Gregan Playground in the grounds of the Glendale Community Centre. I knew Marie. She's a wonderful lady. And I last saw her by being a member of the ambulance service and taking her to hospital where she passed away. Now, Graham Watts Reserve, well, that was an honour bestowed on Graham, and that reserve is still there in the near Cosgrove Hall. It's not the first time we've done it. You can see pictures of the signage there that relate to that. Mr. Mayor, I did a bit of work on this motion by driving around the city, taking photos, and contacted Andrea Herriman, who I still see from time to time when she visits Adelaide, and she wrote that letter. I'm not sure of the practice of bribing staff with scones is a good practice, but nevertheless, that wasn't Joan's intention. It was simply just to make sure the welfare of the staff. I'm sure she'd be having a giggle. She used to sit right there. She'd be having a right old giggle right now if she was here to hear that. I guess some of us do recall Joan. I think maybe Councillor Valescu would certainly recall Joan, yourself, Mr. Mayor. But Joan would have been a member of Council back in the frontier days for women on Council. There would have been a handful of female councillors before Joan. But Joan was larger than life, and she went on to get an Order of Australia Medal for her services to the community, and particularly her activities in India, where she actually worked with Mother Teresa in Calcutta. She was the soul of the earth, to be honest, she was a great loss. So, without saying too much, I put the motion to you.
Seconded, Councillor Pfeiffer.
Thank you, Your Worship. Look, I never, unfortunately, had the benefit of meeting Joan, but the community that I represent speaks of her absolutely glowingly. Look, in the past I have been opposed to naming things after people. However, I think this is a very rare and very, very worthy exception. Look, it's worthy to note, as Councillor Hull noted within his discussion, that Councillor Harriman actually lived across the street from this particular reserve, in Allison Street, I believe. And not only that, but she was the one who lobbied for its original development as a reserve. Now, look, I do feel a kindred spirit with Joan, because she did, I believe, have that absolute passion about open space in that part of the city, and obviously it's something that I've banged on about over the years in this place as well, so I do feel that kindred spirit. But there's a lot of other things that she did, and a lot of other more silent achievements that she got across the line in this place. And one of the little ones, really little ones, is establishing a development planning buffer zone between the industrial area of Edwardstown and the residential area of Edwardstown. It's a little thing, but it's been so meaningful, and she campaigned tirelessly for that. Look, she really was the larger-than-life character, and I've found a number of times when we've had some big successes down in that part of the city of Marion, I've had a lot of oldies come up to me, and this has happened quite a number of times. Oldies come up to me specifically in regard to Edwardstown, Oval and Jervois Street, but in regard to other things as well. And they've, you know, the oldies have grabbed me by the hand and said, "Oh, Joan would be proud." And you know what? That, as I say, I never met her, but it really means something when there's that affinity to a person who used to be one of our representatives. I think it is. It's only fitting that we truly honour that person. Look, a little joke as well about Joan, and this is one that's frustrated me with my neighbours in my street. One of my neighbours came up to me one day, and we were talking about council stuff, and he leaned over to me and said, "You know what, Joan, she was the only councillor who ever came into our street." I'm like, "Mate, I'm right here." But he didn't even, he's like, "Oh no, she's the only, oh, mate, I'm right here." Anyway, look, I like Councillor Hull, I strongly commend this motion to council. Thank you.
Anyone speaking against? Question, Councillor Byron.
Thank you. Yes, I fully agree that it's lovely to acknowledge people like this, but I just, with our community consultation sometimes that we do, I do just want to make the point and ask the question about the scoutal. Having been an ex-scout, I don't know that a lot of scouting people refer to that as the scout park. And so I ask the question, have the scouts been approached about this? I'm sure they'll be behind it, but I just want to make sure that it's not just the people that live in the streets that are consulted, that the scout group is consulted and the people there, because we are not good at remembering to do some of the organisations sometimes. So I just ask that question, and I might even, if through the chair, if we can ask Councillor Pfeiffer if he knows how the scouts would feel about this.
Speculating, yeah. If the motion's passed, could I ask staff to take on board that they ought to be consulted? That's probably the best way to do it.
Joan was a great supporter of the scout hall there, big time.
Now, it's an exceptional motion, and I know that Councillor Valescu is very keen to speak. Councillor Valescu?
Yeah, look, I think Joan's someone who wasn't there for the credit, and I think that's important. And I think when you do bestow an honour like this, it is actually to the people that probably would least want it, would need it. And she was also someone that would help the community, but wasn't ashamed to buck the trend and swim against the tide if she thought it was the right thing to do. And I think in previous councils, that was very challenging for people. And I think, you know, if we're going to honour Joan, I think we also need to look back and perhaps at the way that Joan was treated by this council. And I think there were some points where I think the way that she was treated for speaking up for the community was shameful. And people involved are obviously no longer around, but I think that for speaking up for her community, she got treated in a way that no one should get treated. So I mean, I don't know if we need to formally apologise, but I think we need to keep that in mind And I think also Joan was someone that helped other people get involved in council. I know that she helped her former councillor Vicky Velisku. She, you know, when she stepped aside, she sort of provided some mentoring, and I also know that she did support former councillor Chris Tilbrook to get on as well at that point. So, you know, she was someone who did encourage other people to get involved, and she led by example. So thank you, Your Worship, for letting me contribute.
Right, I think at this point I'll put the motion. All those in favour? All those against? Carried by majority. Thank you. Now, the only matter remaining is Councillor Appleby's excellent question about the recycling, China's recycling import ban. And it's very gratifying to see the answer from staff that, in fact, the arrangements that we have secure ourselves against that emergency that's been created by a change of Chinese policy. So we've actually managed that extremely well. And with that, I close the meeting. Thank you. I just let members know that an informal meeting has been scheduled now about a confidential matter, something that we need to discuss.